we're going to consider to be deacons of this congregation. And not having received any scriptural reason why they cannot serve, this morning we're going to take care of family business and install them. So first of all, Ty, will you please stand up? And also Lindsay and Jack, would you please stand up with him? And then Lee Corns and his wife Melissa, would you please stand? And Carson and Chloe, look at that, all sitting down there together. Okay, ladies and children, you can sit down, but Ty and Lee, you need to come around front. And if you'll stand right down here in the front. I'm also going to ask the other deacons to come before the congregation this morning. Brandon Babitsky, Stephen Brock, Chris Clayton. If you'll stand on either side of these gentlemen, please. Barry Crawford, Kenneth Harrell, Earl Logan, John Null, Tom Shellhorn, and Ken Smith. I know John's here, but he might be outside. So let's all stand right down front, if you would. And then the elders, if you will come, please, before the congregation as well. There's John. I knew you were here. And if the elders will stand behind these gentlemen, I would appreciate it. I really like what Rob said a couple of weeks ago as he was preaching the sermon about deacons. And the statement he made was that being a deacon is not an office that someone holds. Rather, it's an opportunity to serve in a very special way. It's customary when we install deacons to give them encouragement, a challenge, and a charge. So that's what I will do this morning. And the charge will be from this scripture, from Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart, as working for the Lord, not for human masters. Since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ that you are serving. Sometimes when we talk about doing something for someone, we think about doing something that they need. But in this scripture, it talks a lot about us doing something for the Lord. What does God need from us? What service does He need from us? Nothing. He's purely self-sufficient. So what does it mean when it says that we are to do something for God or for the Lord? Well, I think the answer to this question is found in these verses. Whatever you do with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. First of all, we're called to work heartily to the Lord and not for men. But if we don't work heartily to meet God's needs because God doesn't have any needs from us, what could this mean? It's found in verse 24. Knowing that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. So when any of us, this is advice to all of us, but especially to these deacons that are down front. Anything that we do for the Lord means we're doing it for His service. It means that we're doing this to receive an inheritance as a reward from the Lord. So here's my challenge to all these deacons, really to all of us, this attitude of work as well. But from this day forward, when you prayerfully and humbly consider what God has called you to do, think of it this way. I'm going to lead a small group Bible study for the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to give out food for the food bank for the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to teach a Bible class for the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to mow the lawn for a widow to receive an inheritance from the Lord. I'm going to visit the sick to the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to share the gospel for the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to visit and give support to missionaries to the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to help visitors feel welcome and at home for the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to encourage guests and members with cards, with phone calls, with visits to the Lord to receive as an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to provide security on the parking lot to the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to lead worship for the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. Driving teens to camp for the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. I'm going to clean up and set up a fellowship meal to the Lord to receive an inheritance as a reward. These are just a few examples, but this is what I want the mindset of these men, as well as the rest of us, to be. That whatever we do for the Lord, it's because we're going to receive an inheritance. And what inheritance we're going to receive. And that's to be with our God forever and ever and ever. Is that reward enough? Okay, we're all going to have a prayer in this, and then we'll install these deacons, these new deacons. Let's all pray together. Father, you've given us so much to be thankful for. We see standing before this family that meets at Crosstown, men who are not only capable and willing, but Father, but people that, men that are, willing to serve in a very special way. Father, we're grateful for these men. We pray that you will give them wisdom and the ability to lead other people in this service. Father, we pray that you'll give them many long years on this earth to serve. Father, we pray that you will give them the courage to step out and to do things that they know need to be done and should be done. Father, we want to support them. We want to help them. We want to encourage them. Father, we want to lead them and help be led by them to do great things in your service. Father, we know that you have a will and a plan for this church, and it's done by the members here. It's done by people that care enough to reach out and to help people. And Father, whatever we do, I pray that we'll take an attitude that it's not just to be seen of men, but it's to the Lord that we might receive an inheritance as a reward. Father, we thank you for this church, what it means to each and every person that's here, for the members, for the guests, for this community, and for the world. And Father, we pray these things through your Son, Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much. You may be seated.